2-0, as you say, could have been 3, could have been 4. Institute made plenty of chances. And near the end, our captain, Michael McCrudden, Mulroy missed effort where he probably should have done better and maybe tested the keeper and tried to have got a hat-trick. He opened the scoring in 35 minutes from a penalty spot. McCrudden himself was fouled by Eamon Scannell in the box, right in front of the referee. A clear trip, the referee had no hesitation or option. He gave the penalty, and McCrudden sent the ball low and powerfully to the keeper's right. The keeper guessed correctly, but he couldn't keep the ball out. 5 minutes before the penalty, Jute saw Warren Point go down to 10 men with Daniel Wallace, a foul on Jamie Dunn. It was a two-footed challenge. He seemed to get the ball, but 2 feet off the ground in a modern game is a no-no at every level, and the referee had, again, no option but they produced a red card. Before that, there were chances for both teams. Alan Sullivan had a great chance just after 2 minutes for Warren Point Town. He got a chance to shoot a goal, but he hit a weak shot from the edge of the box, dragging and slicing it wide. He should have more time, moved a step or two closer, and had a stronger shot on goal. And on 8 minutes, Michael McCrudden lifted a shot over the bar from just the left edge of the box. And on 17 minutes, Aaron Harkin swept an Institute free kick just over the Warren Point crossbar. On 27 minutes, Robert Norton had a 25-yard shot at the Stute goal that just dipped over the crossbar. And into the second half, Stephen Curry got into the box for Institute in the inside left position, but he held the ball too long, and before he could get a shot, and Warren Point cleared the danger. On the hour, Norton again with a free kick for Warren Point, but it was palmed out by the Stute goalkeeper, Martin Gallagher, and luckily, Kevin Boner was there to thump the ball clear for Institute. The second goal of the game came on 66 minutes. McCrudden, Warren Point, half cleared the ball. It came to McCrudden, and from 25 yards out, his first time shot, was always beaten the visiting goalkeeper. So 3 games under the league, 2 games at home, both unbeaten, 6 points out of 9 for Paddy McLaughlin. We'll speak to him shortly after the game. But for now, from a Brandywell, it's Institute 2, Warren Point Town. No.